So next up, we have Allison Warden, and I have to say we're quite honored to have Allison be here. We've had our eye on Allison as a storyteller for quite some time. We have to thank for this Margaret in the audience, who's a former storyboard member, so thank you, Margaret. If you all will look to Allison's bio here, she is an Inupiaq Eskimo interdisciplinary performance artist who also raps under the name Aku Matu, which I just think is so amazing. So she's going to tell a story to us right now, and then later she's agreed to be a musical guest for us in an upcoming show, which I think is going to be equally amazing. So thank you, Allison.
I was 18, living in Juneau. I had long hair, just graduated high school, and I knew I had a brother out there, a half-brother, my dad's son, from his first marriage. Blonde, blue-eyed, tall, with muscles and tattoos. He was out of touch of the family for 6 years. I guess he had a fight with our dad. Anyway, I knew he was out there, and I saved up my money, worked two jobs, and I had a plan. I called Grandma. Well, honey, the last time I heard of him was, he was living with a girl named Andy in Memphis, and that was 6 years ago, honey. Are you sure you want to go down there? That's a long way just to be rejected. I mean, he hasn't even been wanting to talk to us for 6 years now. I will. I do have a number. I was afraid. What if he did reject me, my own brother? What if he didn't want to see me? But I knew that I had a brother there. All right, now I got this number. Now write it down. This is for Herb. This is where his girlfriend Andy was working down there. All right, 555-2222. Now you be careful. I called Herb immediately. Hi, I'm from Alaska. I have a brother. Do you know Andy? She worked for you.
Oh, well, sure. That's a long time ago now. Yeah, I know Andy. I think I saw Billy once or twice. Well, she hasn't worked here for over 6 years. Well, last I heard, they were living in a dead-end town somewhere in Midtown. That's all I know, honey.
I had a plan. I got a plane ticket. I saved up my money. I landed in a hotel, and I found a place to live. I got an apartment in an all-black neighborhood called Whitehaven. I had roommates, and the next day or 2 days after I got settled, I called a cab. It was extravagant on my budget, but I did it. Take me to any dead-end street in Midtown. And away we went. He dropped me off at this house, and I thought, well, I'll just look around the neighborhood, and I did, and there were lots of dead-end streets in Midtown, lots and lots. And I thought, well, I'll just start asking around. I went to all the stores on this main street. Boom, boom, boom. Hi, I'm from Alaska. I have a brother. He's blonde and blue-eyed. He's my half-brother. His name's Billy. He has tattoos. He's about 6 feet tall, long blonde hair. Oh, okay. Next place, Indian restaurant. Hi, this is kind of odd, but I'm from Alaska. I have a brother. He's 6 feet tall, blonde, tattoos, blue-eyed. Have you seen him? Oh, no. I went to the grocery store. Hi, I'm from Alaska. I just got here, and I have a brother. He's 6 feet tall, blonde, blue eyes, tattoos. Have you seen him? I walked up and down the street, walked up and down, and no one had seen him, so I decided to go back to where that cab had dropped me off, and I was going to knock on every single dead-end street in Midtown until I found him. Every single house. Boom, 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 boom. Nobody answered. Boom, 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 boom. To my left, I saw a big, huge trash bag with a bunch of mail in there, and it was my brother's name. I was so scared. Boom, 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 boom. No answer. I was in the right place, right where that cab had dropped me off, the very first spot. I sat down, and I decided to wait. What if he did reject me? I was determined, at any cost. I waited for about a half an hour. It's pretty hot, and all of a sudden, this girl comes out of nowhere, and she went, "Can I help you?" And then she went, "Ah! Oh!" I was trespassing on private property, so I quickly got off the stairs and I closed the gate behind me and I went on the sidewalk, and I didn't recognize her, but she had recognized me. She was the girlfriend, but I didn't know. She was the girlfriend of my brother that I had met when I was 12 at that motorcycle rally. She came back out, and there was my brother. blonde, blue-eyed, 6 feet tall, tattoos. He came from the door with his arms wide open. And he walked all the way down, all the way down. Down the steps, down the walkway, with his arms wide open. Ready for my embrace. My brother, my half-brother, he picked me up and he scooped me and held me so tight. And after that, he had me like this. This is my baby sister. She flew all the way from Alaska to find me. I had been out of the touch for the family for 6 years. She saved up all her money and she did it all on herself. My baby sister. We were inseparable after that. And now my brother has died and I have his son, Cody, full custody. My guardian. Thank you.